This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The eighth night of protests across the United States were largely peaceful. Demonstrators are speaking out against the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The 46-year-old African-American man died after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. The major demonstrations have resulted in clashes with law enforcement and destruction of property. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide during the past week. While many cities set curfews, some protesters ignored orders to return home Tuesday evening. That includes in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge for several hours after marching from the Brooklyn side to find their path into Manhattan blocked by police. In Atlanta, Georgia, police fired tear gas to break up a crowd of hundreds who remained after the start of the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Hundreds of people remained past curfew in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square Park, which is across from the White House. The scene was much quieter than the day before, when officers aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of the historic St. John's Church. Police officers were seen detaining people in several cities. Pope Francis expressed his concern Wednesday for what he called the disturbing unrest in the United States. The Pope said people cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form, and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. This is VOA News.